Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Hello, this is Reverend Stephanie Neal with The Witch's Way. Tonight, we have three lovely witches and very insightful, wise witches, too. So I'm excited to hear what they're about to expound to us. And the subject tonight is what Yule means to us as witches. So it'll be very interesting. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Good evening. Hi, how you doing? This is Reverend Mike Neal. And for me, I mean, the bottom line is that Yule coincides with my former celebration of Christmas, although there is a whole totally difference, although Yule, you know, comes from, I believe it's the heathen background, the celebration, which also included that special person, whether it was Santa Claus or Father Christmas or, I don't follow that particular path, so I don't know the actual denotation for how they would celebrate. But to me, Yule is really, it is also called winter solstice. And winter solstice to me means here in the North America, we're in Georgia, but it's that time when all the trees that lose their leaves, the leaves have fallen, and it's like the trees have opened themselves to us as individuals, and we get to see inside all those branches, all those twigs and little growth that the earth has caused the tree to put forth. It's a time to really see the insides, I guess, and it's also the great time to examine yourself as we enter the darkest night of the year, or the longest. It's not necessarily the darkest, but the longest night from sunset to sun up, which will fall in about 4 days from when we're doing this. But I just find that's a perfect opportunity for introspection, that we get to see into the bare bones of trees, and I think it's also a great time to examine our own selves and what we want to do as we prepare to, in a sense, just like the God in our belief system, he's taking a rest and allowing from Yule until the goddess who brings light, and after the 21st of December, the light increases. And that's the power of the goddess as she brings forth more and more light. And so, in a sense, it's what I see as even myself, that I take this time now to examine all that has been done in the past and look to the future. I can almost say that about any of the Sabbats that we celebrate, that there's always an opportunity to look at the past and then move forward to the future. So even though Yule / winter solstice, it's still the same time that we'd like to get together with family. We like to celebrate. It's just a time for renewal of friendships and having nice quality time with those that we love and sharing. It's, of course, a time for gift giving, and that's what we have the opportunity to do. Besides sharing with one another, sharing the fruits of our bounty as we exchange gifts. So that's pretty much my take on Yule. This is Mike Neal.
Hi, guys. This is Lily Green. For a thing about Yule, I have very similar thoughts with what Mike had said. And I guess I'll just kind of start off, like, when I was in the corporate world, I remember, like, Yule to me was like, woohoo, 2 weeks until PTO is reset, and I get more time. And so it was like a countdown clock for me to, like, the end of the calendar year to where it would, like, lead over into planning for the next year. And that still happens for today. It's something that I still do to where it's, like Mike said, you still have that goal set. You still have that plan because around this time you still kind of have both that reflective period, that introspective period, and I think Yule, like this time of year, winter is a time for that where we're inside, we can be more meditative, we can be more contemplative, we can kind of review in the past and plan for the future all at the same time. I think that like, the whole pace and the flow of energy that's around us and in our lives, it's kind of set up for that, to where this is a good time for everyone to kind of do that, to where we just take a break, we take a breather, we're inside a lot more to where we can do this. And whether we want to do it or not, that's absolutely our choice, and we can just plan for the future. So that's something that is included. But another thing I want to bring up is around this time of year, and I think this comes from my childhood, because I remember when I was a competitive swimmer, and I was always either coming late to school or having to leave school early for practices because I was training for the Olympics and everything. And I remember, like, away from my mom, I call it, she was bribing the teachers, but they were allowing me to do it to where for all the holidays, and especially around this time of year, the whole preparation for seeing people, for giving thanks, for just kind of checking in on everybody, that's what this time of year means to me, because my mom, during this time, she would make up platters of all of these, like, mini quiches, mini cheesecakes, Rocky Road, peanut brittle, like, all of these, like, trays and trays of all these goodies, and she would go around to all the teachers and just be like, hey, thanks for letting our kids go to sports and, you know, come and go essentially as they please, but not really. It was for a goal. But it was just, you know, hey, thanks for making these allowances, and this is something to where it's like, during this time, it's kind of like where I check in on people that I may not have time for during the rest of the year, to where it's like I have that moment to where it's like, now is the time for me to check in and just be like, hey, thank you for being in my life. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate all the help. Sorry that I'm MIA for the last 360 years, but I'm here now. I'm thinking of you. May not have time to talk to you, but hey, what's going on? So this is the time of year to where it's like, you have that preparation, you have that thought to kind of how to say hi to family, how to say hi to friends, to kind of like be together, to have that gathering, to have everybody to kind of check in on each other and just see how they are. So, and when I say preparation, it's like either preparing for a party or preparing to go over to someone's house, preparing a card or something like that. So that's what this time of year for me, and that's what Yule means for me, is like that moment to check in and whatever way that I can, and yeah, how I feel for the other person, like, would they accept my attempt at a homemade fruitcake, or would they prefer a store-bought Publix cake? You know, it's like, it's something of that sort where I'm thinking about people, and so I want more people in my life, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I'm going to pass the phone now.
Hi, this is Reverend Elizabeth, and one thing that Mike said that fully resonated with me was about the trees, and I used to love to, after work, just to, because we're in Atlanta, in Georgia, not too cold, but after work, I would sit out on the back deck with a glass of wine and just look at all the trees. And they were bare, and they were my sentinels. They were, so look on the bare trees around your property, of where you live, as they are sentinels, they are guardians. the trees give so much, and in this time of year, they are our sentinels, and that's just something that one aspect of this season that I fully enjoy. What I really enjoy, as I am a Leo, birthday is in August. I love the sun. I need the sun, and I look forward to the days getting longer and longer. And in this time of the darkness, where you have a little bit more time of darkness, so you have that time for contemplation, for time, perfect time for shadow work, of seeing what aspects of your life don't necessarily serve you, what thought processes no longer serves you. And especially with the coming of the new year, it's like time for change. It's like this thought process does not serve me any longer. So I believe this. Now I believe this. And so I believe it, I know it, and I will receive it. And it's just a joyous time of year. And the great thing about Yule is that it comes before other holidays. And I have a... my grandchildren are being raised both pagan and Christian, so they have dual memberships. And because they are young, they just drink it all in, and it is just a joy to be around them.
Okay, so I got a question for everybody here. Is there something that you haven't already mentioned now to where it is a favorite tradition, to where it's something to where it's like it will not be Yule if this is not either present or done? For example, like I don't consider it to be Yule unless there is a tree. Any kind of tree. This could be like my bonsai tree. It could be like a plant or something that has like little decorations and little lights on it or something. Like I need that to where I'm just like, yes, this is Yule. It's like I don't need a fireplace or anything else, but to where I'm like, this is a symbol to where in my mind when I look at it, it just brings all the feelings of what the holiday means. So does everybody here have something like that?
Yes, Lily, for me, it's I want to cook or bake all the time, but I don't always have the time. I lead a very busy life, but somehow, leading up to Yule, I find the time to make cookies or candies or cakes or something like that, and that's, to me, it's sort of I'm making them to share. You know, of course, if I never saw anyone, I'd probably eat them. But I don't think that I'd make them for that reason. But it's really as a way of putting my energy into making something other than, say, a basic meal. I mean, that's a lot of work, too. But just finding that time and forcing myself, which I'm so happy afterwards, but I've got to say, I've got to stop doing this because I want to make some cookies. I want to do this. I want to do that in preparation for getting together with friends and family during the holiday season. And as was mentioned by Elizabeth, Reverend Elizabeth, is that Yule kicks off, in my mind, the holiday season because it comes first, Yule's first, then Christmas, and then New Year's, which is pretty much a 10-day period, a festive period. And we can celebrate them all in spirit, or even in, we celebrate Christmas with our son and his family. We celebrate Yule with our Wiccan pagan friends. And New Year's, it's open to all. So, but the other thing I wanted to mention, and that's a great question, we'll get to Elizabeth, but when you were talking about seeing the trees laid bare, I meant to say this before, but when they are bare, you see all the treasures within them, the squirrels' nests that are still right there, but they're clumped up so high. You've been wondering where those squirrels are always running to. Well, they have their homes up in there. Here in Georgia, I found a whole clump of mistletoe that's within reach that I could cut down if I wanted to, but it just blended in with the leaves before. So that's sort of what I meant by laying bare, that we see what has been happening all along for the year, but we can't see it because it's concealed by the leaves. And that, to me, is all part of the introspection as well of the season. Do you have a tradition, Elizabeth?
One thing, when I was helping my sister with my mom, in front of their fireplace were these perfect five large candles that never got used. And I felt like they were not being useful. And so with the fireplace going, it was a very special time with just me and the fire element. It was like there was the tree was lit, the house was dark, everyone was asleep, it was just me and the fire. The fire in the fireplace, and I would light these five dusty candles and give them their purpose. And it was this special time that I could just be in this mixed household with my Christian mom, my Buddhist brother-in-law. And so it was kind of like blended. My mom never did find out that I was pagan, but yeah.
She knows now.
Yeah, she knows now. It's like, oh, I could have figured that one out. I could have figured that one out, yeah. But she loved holding on to my amethyst because it was her favorite stone. I miss my mama. It's around holidays that you miss those that have gone on, especially mothers, because mothers have a tendency to be keepers of the flame, that they make sure that the holidays happen. My mom was really good, really, really good at that. So it's also, this time of year is also a time which is sometimes difficult for some people. But in those times when it's difficult, hold on to those memories and know that they're here. They're here with us. They're just not in the physical. But when you make Mama's favorite, her special dish, her spirit is there with you.
We have to really get our host involved in this discussion as far as what great traditions she likes to do each year. And
can you get back to you? It's not the holidays unless friends and family are around the aluminum pole airing our grievances. Then that's when it just all feels like it's real. So, you know, winter solstice occurs either, let's see, December 20th, or it can be 21st, or it could be 22nd, or even 23rd. So occurring the most is usually the 21st, and then following the 21st, then the next most occurrence is the 22nd. The next solstice falling on the 20th, though, will happen in 2080. And the next for the 23rd, falling on the 23rd, will be in 2303. So here we are in solstice season, where the sun is closest to the earth, and around and on the moments winter solstice occurs. Now, winter solstice is the time of the rising sun's rebirth. And when I say rising sun's rebirth, I mean S-U-N. And ushering light into the darkness. Therefore, celebrates light in all forms, such as fire and the moon and fireflies, anything reflecting in the night. Life itself, for all of life, holds a spark of light. So many cultures, in fact, the Scottish light their candles. However, many cultures do that. And many Scots place a lighted candle in their windows just before sunset until the morning light, honoring those who transitioned through the veil in the past year. And the ancients and presently, winter solstice is celebrated through 12 days of Yule, marking the sun's return. Now, the core features of most solstice celebrations will incorporate feasting, rituals of purification, dancing, and even marching. A winter solstice occurs all over the planet, by the way, at the same time. So everyone experiences solstice in different ways, but they all experience. In fact, the scientists even say that every planet in the universe experiences solstice. Now, yes, some planets have, you know, 683 days for their year, and they have different climates, and all that's accounted in that, but they all experience solstice in some form. So I want to talk about, how am I going to word this? Coincidence or not? That's good. So consider this. On the winter solstice in 1898, Marie and Perry Curie discovered the element of radium. Now, I know they also discovered plutonium on that same year, but I don't know if they discovered it on solstice. But anyway, so radium, absolutely, they did discover that. And then on the winter solstice in 1968, the Apollo 8 spacecraft launched to the moon, obviously, with humans in the spacecraft. So just that's, I think pretty cool, knowing that those, and I'm sure there's more instances that lots of other things I'm sure was exciting that happened on solstice day. So I guess I guess I'll leave us with saying Yuletide and solstice is yet another opportunity to love the ones you love and the ones that's passed the veil, and yet another opportunity to love Mama Gaia. So with that, Merry Solstice and Happy Yuletide. Until next time, blessed be.